Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Federal inmate charged in Campbell County for 2017 sex abuse case. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A man already serving a 20-year federal prison sentence for child pornography is now facing additional charges in Campbell County for allegedly sexually abusing a minor in 2017. The Gillette News Record reported Daniel Koch, 51, was charged with third-degree sexual abuse of a minor and bound over to district court on November 21st. His bond is set at $1 million cash only. Although Campbell County issued a warrant in 2019, it was not served until this year while Koch was housed in a federal prison in Louisiana. Koch wrote to the sheriff's office in April seeking information on the unresolved case, saying it was affecting his ability to participate in programs and transfer facilities. Investigators originally discovered the alleged abuse while building a federal case against Koch in 2018. Electronic evidence and interviews led agents to identify a teenage victim who described Koch as controlling and said she feared him. She told investigators the relationship had been coercive and abusive. DNA evidence collected from items found in Koch's former residence supported the allegations. Koch was arrested in 2018 after investigators traced child pornography distribution to a residence connected to him. Federal agents recovered illegal materials from his device, and he later admitted responsibility during questioning. Koch pleaded guilty in 2019 and received a 20-year federal sentence, followed by 10 years of supervised release. The new Campbell County charge will now proceed through district court. Lawmakers clash with Wyoming Business Council over state's economic future. Wyoming's economic development strategy came under sharp debate last week as the Wyoming Business Council presented its budget request to the legislature's Joint Appropriations Committee. The council, which has served as the state's economic development arm since 1998, warned that Wyoming faces stagnant job and wage growth, a shrinking workforce, and one of the highest youth out-migration rates in the nation. According to Wildfile, Business Council CEO Josh Durrell told lawmakers the data shows Wyoming's economy is not where we want it to be, citing declining GDP markers and a widening gap between population and available workers. The agency is requesting nearly $112 million for the next budget cycle, double Governor Mark Gordon's $55 million recommendation. Durrell argued both amounts fall short of what communities need for infrastructure projects like water, sewer, and business park development. Some lawmakers question whether the state should be involved in economic development at all. Representative John Bear of Gillette challenged the agency's role, arguing government shouldn't compete with the private sector. Others disputed the council's polling and research on youth leaving the state, though Durrell noted that 60-70% of Wyoming-born residents leave by age 30. Durrell said the council isn't trying to pick winners and losers, but is trying to address real economic decline, pointing to underfunded infrastructure and workforce shortages. Senate Appropriations Chair Tim Salazar pressed whether the agency truly needs a billion-dollar budget to meet its goals, a level Durrell acknowledged would more closely match Wyoming's needs. Budget hearings continue through this week and resume in January. The committee will not take formal action on the budget until mid-January as lawmakers weigh whether to expand, reduce, or possibly eliminate the state's primary economic development agency. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.